It's Alexis, and you heard right, I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins, have you ever used a coupon at the register of at a store when you were checking out? Like, even if it's on your phone?
I don't think so.
You haven't? I wouldn't think you would. But how often are you in a store where you're buying something face to face that you could have a coupon for, even if it's on your phone?
I wouldn't even know where to get a. Well, I guess they come in the mail, but I've never clipped a coupon.
No, but I mean, if you have,
used a gift card, I guess that's the closest thing I've ever done.
But there's some stores that, if you have their app, they have coupons on their app,
or they'll
send you a thing. Go, hey, you know, whatever spring sale or whatnot. Belk department store, I think, always has coupons on their app and stuff. But I've been in the store buying, and they'd say, "You have our online coupons, whatever." Like, no, I don't. And they'll just reach and grab a coupon with the code on it, and swipe it anyway, and give you the discount.
Bed Bath and Beyond used to send out like 20%. They used to get those all the time, and I remember somebody in line, I think, one time going, "Oh, you could just use mine. They got a bunch of them."
And they used to always honor coupons even when they were expired and stuff.
Yeah.
You remember that? Maybe why they went out of business.
Yeah, probably.
Like, too many coupons.
I think so.
I wanted to see your thoughts on this story, Regans. They said that dysentery cases are on the rise in the Portland area.
That's diarrhea, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Dysentery.
Now, here's what it says. It says, also known as something else. It's a highly contagious bacterial disease that can cause fever, cramps, vomiting, and diarrhea. Now, this is the part that stood out to me. It is spread very easily from person to person when someone gets fecal matter from an infected person into their mouth.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Okay, which is it?
What
is it? Spread easily, or is it spread when you get somebody's fecal matter in your mouth?
I gotta eat. I gotta have the matter in my mouth. So, no, that ain't so easy for me. I don't know where you. Maybe Portland. It's easy. Everything got doo doo on it.
It's easily spread.
Yeah, when everything's covered in feces, it probably is easy.
So you gotta be an infected person's feces. Fecal matter has to go into your mouth somehow. I guess that means you could even, like, if you shook hands with somebody who has the dysentery or this bacteria, and they had fecal matter on their hands because they didn't wash their hands after they pooped.
Yeah.
And then you ate something without washing your hands or touched your mouth.
Sure.
Whatever. That's how it's
probably.
But they make it sound like you got to just be eating somebody's poop.
Corn on the cob style. Yeah, that's what those studies always come out. There's fecal matter on 98% of the things you touch throughout the day. So maybe it is true. Like, there's fecal matter on everything, and it just happens to end up in your mouth. That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Dysentery, that's what they talked about on the Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
I thought we had, like, eradicated dysentery.
Well, you got a lot of things that are making a comeback.
Measles.
And that's because there are it's several things. One is how many people are anti-vax of any kind now. You got that. And then you also have the influx of people from other countries who don't require vaccinations and all of that stuff for things like measles.
Yeah.
So that's getting brought into our country.
It's a perfect storm.
Yeah. So
dysentery's back.
Like,
great.
Like, we beat measles years ago.
Yeah.
Now it's back.
Yeah. Texas really getting hit hard by the measles stuff.
polio probably be coming back.
Yeah. Terrible.
Mumps. You remember all of those shots that we got as sure. a kid? Mumps, measles, polio.
What was the college one? I had to get a TB, tuberculosis yeah. and stuff. But yeah, man, it's bad out here. You got the green apple splatters coming back. All of these
I
bad
things. I
don't
remember a dysentery vaccination. No, I don't think they have that.
I don't think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it just seems like something that a lot of people would have died from in the Revolutionary War.
Exactly.
Or Civil War.
Yeah. It's the Oregon Trail. You died from uh-huh. dysentery because you got doo-doo in your mouth. You're drinking river yeah, water and things, uh-huh. stuff like that. But yeah. But it's Portland, you know, supposed to be a metropolitan area, and you got dysentery? Yeah, you got
Portland's
problems.
Trash. I've always told y'all that. Portland is disgusting.
I don't know, man. That's bad. The idea, and then you find out you have dysentery, and you're like, wait a minute, so I had somebody else's fecal matter in my mouth? That's what you're telling me? Just kill me. I mean, give me the final shot.
Would you be trying to track down, like, who?
Yeah.
Is this one of my friends, or is this a stranger?
I feel like it's you. You feel like, I feel like you nasty.
It's like that little kid at Disney World, we were waiting to get on the monorail, and he's just licking the handrail.
There's probably
mama not paying attention to him.
Probably fecal matter on that.
Oh, you know it was.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so gross.
At
oh,
Disney,
God.
You know
it was. Yeah. That is gnarly.
It's like, what is wrong with your kid?
Yeah.
No. Get him.
Oh. Was it Gwen that used to say, like, when her kid's pacifier would fall out on the ground, she'd pick it up right in the parking lot, suck off the dirt, and throw it right back in her kid's mouth?
I don't know. Does that sound like a Gwen thing?
It doesn't. That's why I thought I was surprised by it. I'm like, that was very un-Gwen-like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't sound like Gwen to
Maybe
me.
Maybe it was Lindsay. I don't remember.
No.
Or Monica?
Monica didn't have kids when we knew her, when she worked with us.
Well, it had to have been one of them.
Huh?
That pacifier falls in the parking lot.
Or maybe it was Gwen. She was the only one that had kids.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kind of gross.
I never would. Never
you wouldn't
that.
Do it?
No. Kids' mouths are dirty. I mean, that's where you get sick all the time from little children.
Lindsay was talking about cleaning throw up off the table at the restaurant. Her kids started, and she was like, yeah, so I was just cleaning out. And I was just like, made my stomach turn. I'm like, that's not the Lindsay I know. I don't like this new Lindsay.
Yeah. Kids, though, I mean, it's part of the process of you know, the fact that they don't know social norms.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You got to go through all of that, you know, throwing up in restaurants and.
Yeah.
You know.
Did your kids put on a show when they were in a restaurant? Did they ever act up when you were out in public? Never?
No.
That's good. You never had to put them on a leash, like one of those kid leashes?
No. I'd like to put a boy on one now, every now and then.
Not kidding.
21. Getting out of hand.
Yeah. Doing all that fishing, getting wild and going out fishing.
Fishing and carrying on. I put Jody on a leash.
You might need to. Keep her. Well, do you really want that, though? Do you need her sitting around the house all day on a Saturday? No, we've learned
no,
how that
I'm just
goes.
Saying, like, when we go to Disney World and stuff, not that we would ever go to Disney World again, but, you know, out in public, just put one of those harness leash things on, like they put on those kids at Disney World.
Let's get your leash on, Jody.
Yeah. She'd drag me all over a store, though.
She would.
Yeah.
But she also says you spend way too much time in a store.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't move fast enough for her.
Yeah.
So she's just like a bullet going through there.
Because that you were talking about on your podcast how you were going to go out with your son to get fishing supplies, and she said, "Well, remember, he likes to go in there and get what he wants and leave."
Yeah,
and like, that's like, the implication there is that TJ is just, you know, head in the clouds, sort of. I don't
also a suggestion that I don't know how to conduct myself with somebody else.
She's
got to tell me before I leave the house how to behave.
You're right,
that's my son. Okay.
Who's 21.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's 21, he's not going to say, "Dad, I got to go. Let's, you know, whatever."
Yeah, come on. We're moving.
Yep. But he asked me to go with him, so, I mean, I'm already not, you know, not trying to make any big sudden movements to scare him away.
Right.
Just like, now you remember, you effing idiot.
Right.
Man-child. you need to be respectful of how he shops and you potty before you leave.
She was describing you like Joe Biden in an IKEA. Yeah, just like kind of wide-eyed and like not sure how to operate in a store.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I've ever seen him do that.
Yeah.
But it's a different experience.
Right. I mean, it's just that I said, you know, most people that are around me for very much personally think that I'm kind of smart. I mean, yeah. They don't think I'm a math whiz or anything, but yeah. There's a certain thing about my personality that makes people think that I'm kind of with it upstairs.
Yeah, but she's not calling you dumb.
Yeah, she is.
No, she's not. No, I don't get that.
She thinks that I don't know how to drive. She thinks that I don't know how to go shopping with my son.
That doesn't make
you
dumb.
She thinks I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. She got to tell me to do this, to do that. Like, you're the only person that thinks I'm an idiot. Everybody else thinks that I'm pretty cool. I'm pretty cool.
It was funny.
I don't think you're an idiot, but you do need to pay attention.
Exactly.
That's what she'll say.
That's what it would
be. You just need, you don't pay attention.
Yeah.
Okay.
There were a couple of revelations on the podcast yesterday. Another one that I thought was really interesting, because I've seen it too. She said when you'll get frustrated if something doesn't work right and you'll just replace it. Now, I've seen him do that. I know that. That is true.
Like when the fishing line gets tangled up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just easier to replace it than fool with it. And,
yeah. I can't do that anymore because I don't have any money. But, back then I could when she was talking about it. Mm-hmm. But see, and that's another thing. Boy knows better than to tell her stuff like that. But hey, why do we have so many fishing rods? And he says, because when it would get tangled up, Dad would just throw it down and go buy another one. Why is he telling her that?
Well,
he shouldn't be telling that.
Yeah. That's all right. Mm. I do that too. I'll stir the pot. Whoever needs to get it that day with my parents.
Yeah. Like,
Dad, tell me about your ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I just want to irritate my mom and vice versa. It's just fun.
Yeah. It's not really.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hey, check out the new TJ Riggins Overtime, available on our podcast platforms, YouTube, or the Media Center at tjriggins.com. It's sponsored by Cozy Earth. Go to tjriggins.com, click the deals button, and get 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout.
So a lot of you have asked where you can donate, and we know Ace would have loved any donation to any charity you think would help the community. And if you would like to donate to our charity, Peyton's Promise, go to peytonspromise.org. Thank you in advance, and we know a lot of what the charity is going to focus on will be with our brother Spirit guiding us.